Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Crosscutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on September 23rd, 2016. My guest today is a software developer who has worked with .NET, Node, and many other technologies. Latish Sehgal, how are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Now, most developers I know usually have some sort of side project that they work on, myself included. What sort of side projects have you worked on?
I have a couple of them. Probably the most popular side project I have is called SQL Smash. It's a productivity plugin for developers who work with SQL Server. I also record screencasts related to developer tools and run a couple of websites around developer productivity tips.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And I think side projects may be just for fun sometimes, or to help us learn about other technologies and keep up on them, or sometimes it's to make some extra money, or sometimes it's all three of those. So what is your motivation to work on side projects?
That sounds about right. I love learning, and I also love solving problems. Those are usually the two primary motivators for me. If I can make some money along the way, then that's always a nice bonus.
Can you tell me a little bit about a little more about SQL Smash, how it works?
Sure. Have you ever used something like ReSharper or CodeRush in Visual Studio?
Sure.
So SQL Smash is something like that for SQL Server Management Studio, except it might not be as polished since, you know, I'm just the one developer developing it. But it basically gives you a lot of productivity features inside SQL Server Management Studio, like formatting, faster navigation, searching for different objects, stuff like that.
In ReSharper, one of the killer features that really sold it for me is it gives you little colorful lines where it detects some place that might be good to refactor. Is that something that we'd see in SQL Smash?
I hope to do that, yeah. It's not in there yet.
You've been bootstrapping this side project, I believe. You're not getting any venture capital or anything like that. It's not your full-time job. So what's the single most important thing you learned about bootstrapping while keeping a full-time job?
Probably, I think that's the importance of execution. So a lot of people tend to be very productive of their ideas, and I was the same way. You know, you think that your idea is the most important thing. And while your success is related to your idea, it depends much more on how you execute on it. There's a really good blog post by Derek Sivers. I don't know if you've heard of him. He talks about how ideas are a multiplier of execution, how you can get much more success with an average idea and great execution rather than a great idea and an average execution. So yeah, he explains it really well there. But yeah, I think that was something I learned along the way.
Anything specific though to, you know, you're working 40 plus hours a week and you're trying to bootstrap this thing on the side. Anything specific to that scenario?
You definitely have to be realistic, right? There is an opportunity cost to everything you do. So if you're doing this like me, you cannot start a new side project every few months, if you have to be committed to one thing and then see it through.
Yeah, that brings me to my next question here. What happens when you lose interest in a side project, or you just determine that it's not worth the opportunity cost anymore? But let's say you've already established a business and you have some customers, and maybe you feel an obligation to support them. You know, what happens then?
I think those are two different situations. So the first one where, you know, if you think you're losing interest, that can happen when you run into hard problems. And that'll happen with any project, right? And for me, that's where the whole 20-mile march term comes into play. Are you familiar with that?
No. Please explain.
So hopefully I'm not butchering any details. But loosely, in 1910, there were two teams of people racing to the South Pole, you know, to be the first men to reach there.
Okay.
And they had very different approaches to do that. One team would cover 20 miles of their journey every day, whether the, you know, weather was good, bad, if they were feeling lousy, great, that doesn't matter. They would just do 20 miles every day and stick to that schedule. And the other team would, you know, play it by ear. If they were feeling great, they would go more. If they weren't feeling good or the weather wasn't nice, they would take it easy. So the first team made it to the South Pole first, and the second team, not only did they lose, they perished on their way back. They were never able to make it back home. So the same analogy, you have to apply to your projects, right? You have to, whether you're losing interest or you're not feeling like it, you have to stay committed to a project because you're going to run into hard problems everywhere. The other thing you said, if a project is not worth the time, you first want to make sure that that is actually true. But if that's the conclusion you have come to, then you want to find a way to stop working on it with minimal impact on your customers. Because like I said before, there is an opportunity cost to that project. You're taking time away from family, you're taking time away from your hobbies, you're taking time away from potentially other side projects to work on this thing. And if it's not giving you the returns, then you want to stop working on it as fast as possible.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where you had a couple customers, but it doesn't really feel like it was worth it to continue?
Not exactly that same situation. I have been burnt out sometimes, though, and then I just pull back and take it easy for a while. Make sure that I'm only working on critical bug fixes, but I'll slow down on the enhancements and other crazy stuff.
You kind of touched on this, but between your full-time job and these side projects, how do you find time for relaxing or spending time with your family and hobbies and things like that?
This area is a work in progress for me. It does help that, coding and building things is a hobby in itself, and it's probably my best creative outlet. We got a puppy this year, and, that guy has his own schedule, and that kind of forces me to take breaks. But overall, I've learned that you need to maintain good habits and also good communication with your family. I always prioritize time with my family, even if it means slightly slower progress towards my goals. Good family relations for me and good health, that's the base for me that allows me to be ambitious in other areas. So if I sense something is wrong there, then I'll pull back from my side projects if needed. I'm also very lucky to have an amazing wife, who's very supportive of my crazy ideas. So that helps.
Well, I don't think SQL refactoring sounds so crazy, but maybe to a non-developer it might.
Yeah, her eyes usually glaze over when I explain or when I get excited about, some silly thing I did.
Does working from home have any impact on bootstrapping one way or the other?
It definitely gives you a lot more flexibility. I hate driving personally, so you save energy, driving back and forth from work. You also get more control over your schedule. So if I want to work out in the middle of the day, because that recharges me, then I can do that from home. So yeah, I definitely find that very helpful.
So before we wrap up here, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Sure. If you work with SQL Server, please check out SQL Smash at SQLSmash.com. There is a free community version of the plugin as well. If you would like to reach out to me to talk about anything, my Twitter ID is @Latish.
Okay, and I'm going to put those in the show notes. You can find those at crosscuttingconcerns.com. My guest today has been Latish Sehgal. Thanks for being on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This has been the Crosscutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Macrobes 2016. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Skype, Audacity, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy their music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com and submit your name and idea.